Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to be with you once again, and we have another day closer to the time when the great King, the Lord Jesus Christ, who created the whole universe and literally upholds the whole universe, will come back and rule from Jerusalem, Israel, Jerusalem, D.C., David's capital, Israel. And so we're going to talk about him from Psalms 2, and it was written by King David, but it was really written by the Holy Spirit through King David. And it's a great psalm talking about our wonderful great God, the Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he's coming back that way as the ruler and king of this earth. But now we have Brother Pastor Al Davis, and he's going to say a few words.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and again, hope everybody had a good Christmas and Happy New Year. This is the last program of the year, Bruce. We got the end of the year coming up here in just a few days. But if you would like to learn more about the program or learn more about Bruce Musselman, you can go online to whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can find out more about Bruce Musselman there. You can also find out more about the program. And there's some references, some links and things to some materials and resources that Bruce has talked about from time to time on the program. And there's also past programs that are available there. You can click on the link there, listen to some past programs. All of that's at whereisgodsword.com. And also, we are on the air live here, and you can give us a call if you've got a question for Bruce about the Bible and about some of these issues of the translations that he talks about from time to time, or some of what Bruce is talking about today in Psalm 2. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on the air here today. And Bruce, you wanted to talk about Psalm 2 today, so
that's,
I guess,
right.
We'll get right into it.
And, I'm going to be speaking at Country Baptist Church, and they've supported us for somewhere around 36 years. And the pastor there is Murray Bayes, a man with a lot of wisdom, loves the Lord, and good preacher. And they have a wonderful congregation out there in Mattaway on, I believe it's Chamberlain Road. And so I'll be speaking there this Sunday morning at the 11 o'clock service. So if you listen to the program, I'd like to meet you and talk to you, and you can meet some of the good people there at that church. We're going to talk from Psalm 2, and I'm going to ask Brother Davis to read some of the verses, and then I'll comment on it. He can comment on it, and we'll talk about it, because it's a prophetic verse written by King David through the Holy Spirit about the coming reign of the Lord Jesus on the earth.
All right, and I do have the address for where you're going to be on Sunday, January the 7th in the morning service, Mattaway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road in Aurora. That's 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio. Actually, it's Mattaway. It's out in the country, hence the name. But you can also call them at 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. The information actually be given at the end of the program, too, I believe, on how to contact them. So, all right, Psalm 2. The Bible says in verse number 1, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?"
You know, when I see in this right away, I think of the music of our time. And there's a lot of the so-called music that expresses rage. Do you notice that, Brother Davis?
Yeah, in fact, I just read something where I don't know who the artist was, and I don't follow the music scene much, but they were talking about, he used the term, much of music today is girly music, and he sees the return, he sees the imminent return of angry young man music.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it just says the heathen rage. The word heathen means somebody that doesn't know God. And then I saw, you see, people are ready to riot, you know, at the, and I see after the election, why I was watching Fox News on television, and they were showing people that were hate the president, and they were the whole crowd of them yelling and screaming, and you know, they were raging. And the Bible says that they would rage against the Lord himself, and they're angry, and their hatred of God spills out. Well, let's read the next verse.
All right, Psalm 2, verse 2, the Bible says, "The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying."
Okay, now it says the kings of the earth sets them, the rulers. So you see today in the political world, they want to get rid of the Ten Commandments. So they want to get rid of anything that has to do with God. And they say this on the basis of separation of church and state. You know, I got to get off the point just a little bit, but the Bible says, the Constitution says Congress shall make no law. And here's how it's read, usually, respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. The Constitution doesn't say that. And they use this to say anybody that says anything that's when they're in politicians or in the government, they use that to try to shut them up. Well, it really says if you check it out, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment, not the establishment of religion, not setting up religion, an establishment of religion. An establishment of religion is referring to a church. In other words, the government should stay out of the church and leave it alone. And, you know, this fits into the historical background of it because King George was appointing priests to come over to America, to the American churches. And a lot of times the American people were so outraged that they might run them out on a rail and tar and feather them. So some of the priests would come with their pistols and put it on the pulpit. And George Washington had to listen to an Episcopal priest give a message against the American Revolution. But so they set this, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment, that is a church. They should simply make no law respecting a church. And today they're getting more and more involved in telling churches what to do, see? Or the free exercise thereof. Now they change that one word there. And by changing it, they give it totally different thought. And that's what we're saying that in our program today, we're talking about these so-called new translations, which are nothing but counterfeit Bibles. And they change one word or two words. They change a word here and a word there. It changes the total meaning. Jesus says, my kingdom is, he says, it's not of this world. But then he says, it's not now of this world. He gets that now, and they take the now out. So that grounds Jesus is not coming back, according to that passage. So they change that one word there. But he says, now is it not from hence? So they take out now. Another thing, they make Jesus a liar by changing one word. Because Jesus says, I go not yet up to Jerusalem in the Word of God in the King James Bible. And they take out the word yet. So it says, he goes not up to Jerusalem. Says, I go not up to Jerusalem. Then he goes. It makes him a liar. Another place in the Bible says, beware lest somebody preach another Jesus. And making Jesus a liar is another Jesus than the one he really is. He says, which of you convinceth me of sin? And then when he's talking about judging your neighbor and so on, you know, they change one word. And what was that word that they changed there where he's talking about that? They changed one word and makes him a sinner. If you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're guilty of the judgment. So then they take out without a cause. And Jesus was angry with his brothers, sometimes not his personal brothers, but the people in Jerusalem there. And so that makes him a sinner. And these words are changed. It's another Jesus, Paul warns, than the one we preach to you. The Holy Spirit says, watch out for that. You know, they have, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ in Romans, and they take out Christ as they take him out in 100 places. I hear people, you know, and they think like a cult. I bring these things up to them on a personal basis, and they say, well, you can't understand it. And that's end of conversation. That settles everything. Well, it's not that hard to understand. It's based on one-syllable words in many places in the New Testament. And it seems like churches that the people aren't that educated can understand it. It's only some of the people that profess to be wise and can study Greek that can't understand the English. You know, you notice that?
Oh, yeah. It's just, like you said, ever learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth.
So anyway, the kings of the earth set themselves against. So the United Nations has nothing to do with Jesus. He's out. And they take out the Ten Commandments and anything to do with God. They're quick to just take it out. They set themselves against the Lord. Now, the Lord refers to God the Father, and against his anointed. That's translated in the New Testament, Christ, the anointed one, or Messiah. It's all the same word, anointed one, Messiah, Meshach, and Christ. So they set themselves against the Father and against Christ. And they say, let us break their cords asunder and cast away their cords from us. Let us break their bands away. Let's get rid of anything to do with God. We don't want any prayer in the school. We don't want the Bible read. We don't want it taught. We don't want it mentioned anywhere. And it says that they will do this, the kings of the earth and the rulers. Okay, will you read the next verse?
All right, we're down to verse 4 now. It says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Now, I hear preachers sometimes, and I think when they're preaching, they're almost praising the devil because they're telling all the awful things the devil's doing these days. And they talk about that. Well, you know, the devil is doing stuff, but all his plans and everything, God is laughing at him. So we don't have to be worried. We don't have to be concerned. We ought to take the attitude of God. Anybody that comes against the Lord Jesus Christ, God laughs at him, and we laugh at him too. You might as well try to empty the Pacific Ocean with a teaspoon as try to do anything against God. And I see in the world all the time where God is overruling them all the time. I think all the time it's in the news. All these people are educated to kill a Jew and get rid of Israel. Instead of killing Jews, they're fighting each other all the time and warring on each other, killing each other. You can't stop God. You can't stop the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that created the worlds, and he has them in his hands. So all their stuff that's going on, all their conspiracies and all their guns and all everything that's going on, he laughs at them. Look at communism for 70 years where it looked like they were going to conquer the world in Russia and their nuclear bombs and everything, and 70 years of preaching atheism to the people and putting anybody in jail that would even teach their children and everything, and all of a sudden the whole thing collapsed. Why? Jesus said it's over with in Russia, and it's over with. And shortly after that, Mr. Yeltsin, the prime minister of Russia, said this Christmas we will celebrate the birth of the Savior. Boy, if you think that God is concerned about his enemies, he laughs at his enemies. He got all power in heaven and in earth. Well, let's go on.
All right. Psalm 2, verse 5 says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure.
That is, the armies of the world, and you see they have these resolutions in the UN against Israel all the time. And God says, that's my city. It belongs to me, and I gave it to Israel. And he's angry with people that come against them. And so eventually the UN is going to take an army against Israel. And when they do that, they're going to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jehovah God, the Lord Jesus Christ, creator of the heavens and the earth. They will meet him there, and it will be a horrible day for them when he comes back. But he will turn this world into a Garden of Eden at the end of that. Okay, next verse.
All right, verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon mine holy hill of Zion.
Now, Zion is the center of Jerusalem. It was on where Mount Moriah was, where Abraham sacrificed his son, was going to sacrifice his son. And yet God said, I'll be the sacrifice. Jesus, it was a picture of Jesus dying for our sins. And Abraham said, God had promised that his son would be a blessing to the whole world. And so Abraham said when he went up to the mountain, he says, I'm coming back with my son. And it's a picture of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Zion refers to this mountain in Jerusalem. I sat down on that mountain. It's a real place. And God says, I've set my king on my holy hill of Zion. It's King Jerusalem, and Zion belongs to Almighty God. And anybody that disagrees with that, that's going to be tough for them. Okay, next verse.
And he says in verse 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee.
Okay, now the Lord, that's Jehovah God, said to Jesus, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Now, God has a son. And begetting means that the life of God is in his son. Abraham begat Isaac. They change this in the counterfeit Bibles. They say, my one and only. That is a blasphemy. God so loved the world, he didn't give his only one and only. He gave his only begotten son. Begotten comes from the word monogenesis, and you have genes. God's genes are in Jesus Christ. He's his only begotten son. God has a son. And this is taught in other places, other places in the Bible. Brother Howard, could you read that?
One of the other verses or the next verse?
No, that verse where it says God has a son, another place.
Oh, give me just a moment. I'll look one up for you.
It's mentioned in Proverbs that I think you had brought
it
up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Proverbs chapter 30, I believe it is, Proverbs. And I had it here a minute ago, and I'll have to find it again.
Well, it talks about God there, and then it says, what is his name? What's his son name? But you, if you have it, you can read it there. I want you to read that because it's taught the idea that God has a son and he would be virgin born also. It talks about that, Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. You have that yet? Okay, So he's in another place, Isaiah 9:6, he says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
All right, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4, had my pages turned around. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?
So you see, all through the Bible, it teaches, we just quoted a number of verses, but it teaches that God has a son. We read, for instance, it says the Bible, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you have life through his name. When Jesus was 12 years old, Mary and Joseph came up to the temple, and they said, Mary says, your father and I, she's just covering up, sought you sorrowfully. And Jesus, in front of the doctors and law, says, I must be about my father's business. And you know, the counterfeit Bibles, once again, in Luke 2:33, where they call Joseph Jesus' father. They say his father and his mother. Well, all the Bible teaches in many, many verses that God has a son. And so it's King David says it right here. Isaiah says 7:14. Isaiah 9:6 says this. Proverbs says God has a son. All through the Bible, it says God has a son. Let's read the next verse.
All right. Psalm 2 and verse number 8. The Bible says, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession.
And that is saying that the Son of God, Jesus, he has a kingdom, he has a spiritual kingdom now, but he will have an earthly kingdom. And it's taught all through the Bible, he will come back and rule this planet from Jerusalem, Israel. And we already read that it's my mountain, God says, Jerusalem belongs to God. And God gave it to Israel, and it will be the capital where Jesus Christ rules and reigns. That's why the whole world is upset over Jerusalem, is divided over Jerusalem. God is getting the attention of the whole world because his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come back and rule from the whole world. It says, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. His inheritance is that. The whole planet earth. Why? Because Jesus says all things were made by him, and all things were consist by him. All things are held together by him. Now it says the next verse.
Verse 9, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now Jesus is coming back as an absolute monarch. He will be absolutely in control of the earth. And the Bible says anybody that swears will have their house immediately turned into a rubbish pile. Anybody that steals, their house will turn into a rubbish pile. So you look out the window of your house and all of a sudden the next door neighbor's house is a pile of rubbish. You'll say, well, they must have sworn last night or they must have stolen something. And I'll tell you, that'll put crime to a stop immediately. And every problem this old world has will immediately be solved. And it says, we sing a song, we're going to lay down our sword and shield down by the riverside, and they ain't going to study war no more. It's going to turn earth into an absolute peaceful paradise where Jesus will rule in absolute power and authority. Okay?
Verse 10, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth.
All right, now it's telling them, the kings, every king on this planet is going to have to listen to what Jesus says. It's not going to be the Supreme Court of any country or the king of any country or the UN. He is going to be the one that instructs and judges. And another place it says he's going to actually teach in Jerusalem. So there'll be a big auditorium there where you can go and actually hear Jesus speak and teach like he did when he was on the earth before. Next verse?
Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Now, you know, you can love and still fear. And there he's saying you better fear when he's ruling because he's not putting up with anything. There'll be no rape and there'll be no crime and no stealing and no blaspheming God and all the rest of it. It's going to be an absolute monarch where he has absolute and total control. Next verse.
In the last verse, verse 12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
So it says, kiss the Son. And that means that do homage to the Son. Do you have an idea, something to say about that, the kiss the Son?
Well, it's a sign of respect and allegiance.
Okay. And everybody will. You know, we say, now, when somebody comes to the United States, they pledge allegiance to the United States. And that day, the world will pledge allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, you could do that right now when you say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my God, the one that died for my sins and rose from the dead. And then don't be afraid to confess him. It says, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. People that don't accept Jesus Christ will be under the wrath and judgment of God because he's the creator. He made us and he paid for our sins on the cross. He was punished for every sin we ever did. You don't have to murder somebody to make sure you're going to heaven or you can know that you're going to heaven. It's an absolute fact when you pledge your allegiance to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then it says, blessed are they that put their trust in him. Well, that's what we've been preaching. That's what the whole Bible says. King David said it thousands of years ago. He said, blessed are all they that put their trust in him, the blessing of peace of mind, the blessing of peace of soul, the blessing of knowing that you're a child of God, the blessing that knows that you will never be cast out, the blessing that you will have a mansion in heaven, the blessing of living with a new body in eternal joy and peace forever and ever. The blessing of being a child of God. The Bible says it. King David said it. Blessed are all they that trust in him. You need to put your faith in Jesus. It's not in a church. It's not in your sacraments. It's in Jesus Christ alone. And if you do this, say like Thomas, my Lord and my God, and confess him publicly. And at that point, you will receive all the blessings of God on your life. And he'll give you a lot of them right now. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.